Today's three readings have one common denominator in that they all speak of loyalty to Christ and the crosses we must bear for that loyalty. Gospel also shows us the Lord God in search of man, even when man tries to evade him. Our first reading today, taken from the Acts of the Apostles, tells us how the Holy Spirit transformed Peter, whom Jesus had appointed head of his church, from a man fearful of men into a brave witness to the resurrection. Peter stands before the Jewish Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin, boldly announcing that he and the others must obey God rather than men. The second reading from the book of Revelation is an expression of Christian hope in the risen Lord. John's vision of the risen Lord as the glorified Lamb of God enthroned in heaven, where angels sing praises around God's throne. Using these rich images, John explains that Jesus has done something extraordinary and has given us more than we deserve. The gospel tells the post-resurrection story of our merciful Savior, who goes in search of his band of disappointed and dejected disciples. John presents this as a third of Jesus' post-resurrection apparitions. And this incident proves that Jesus' post-resurrection appearances were not hallucinations. In the first part of today's gospel, the risen Jesus appears to his disciples and gives them a symbol of their mission in a miraculous catch of fish, followed by a grilled fish breakfast prepared by Jesus himself. The second part is a dialogue between Jesus and Simon, where Simon is asked three times whether he loves Jesus, and he answers that he does, as if in reparation for the denial of Jesus three times before. The two metaphors used in this story, namely fishing and shepherding, are the duties of the church and her missionary work. Peter, as a forgiven sinner, is chosen for the quality of his love to serve as leader in a community of brothers and sisters. As his primary mission, Peter is given the care of vulnerable lambs and sheep. He is told that fidelity to this mission will lead to his martyrdom. For just a moment, imagine the conversation that Jesus and Peter had. The meal is finished, and there is something in the notion that a kind of ease in the presence of Christ has been regained. And after dinner, conversation springs up, and in that conversation, Christ turns to Peter and simply asks, "Do you love me?" We can easily imagine Peter speaking up and spontaneously answering, "Yes, you know that I do." Christ responds to that, "Then take care of my people, feed my lambs." At that moment, in that setting, to say yes must have been an easy thing for Peter to do. After all, Christ was alive. He had defeated death. Faith would have been an easy thing immediately after the resurrection. Too easy. But the exchange doesn't end there. Twice more, Christ repeats the question, "Do you love me?" And twice more, with maybe a little irritation, Peter answers, "Yes, I do. You know that. You know everything. You must know that as well." And twice more, the same response from Christ, "Take care of my people." We can almost feel a quiet persistence of Christ's questioning and the demands that he makes of Peter. We can feel as well the temptation to impatience that faces Peter as he tries to respond to those demands. "I've already said that I love you. We've done this before. Why do we keep going over it? What do I have to do to convince you?" Something like that might have been at the bottom of Peter's impatience. And Christ's response to that is a sobering one. "This is what you have to do. Take care of my people, no matter what it might cost you." And as it always does, it costs a good deal. The enthusiasm of the moment is never enough. For Peter, for any disciple, faith was an easy thing when the risen Christ was standing right in front of him. and only moments ago filled his stomach and calmed his fears. But it was not always the way it was going to be. If Peter was going to carry out his mission successfully, he would need patience far greater than that demanded by Christ's prolonged and repeated questioning. He need patience great enough to enable him to persist in the face of disbelief, even to face the hostility of the world that did not believe in the resurrection. In John's gospel, Peter, the church, and all of us are sent out to care for God's people in the world. And John's gospel strengthens us for the challenge. And today's gospel gives us instructions like it did to the disciples to show that Jesus is alive. We hear Jesus' prayer for us to be a community, and we are called to bring all people into community. It doesn't really matter how successful we seem to be or how much it makes sense or how much approval we win in the process. We need to open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts wide each day and hear and experience the risen Lord coming into our lives and to share that with others. In our spiritual journey, when we experience the joy of the Lord and share that with others, we have taken up the true cross. Mary, Queen of Peace.